Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Thursday, October 11th, 2018. Welcome to day 630. U.S. intelligence intercepts indicate that the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia ordered an operation to coax Jamal Khashoggi back to the kingdom in order to capture him. Khashoggi, a prominent critic of Mohammed bin Salman and the Saudi government, disappeared last week after he entered the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. A bipartisan group on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee invoked the Magnitsky Act to force the Trump administration to investigate the disappearance of Khashoggi, which requires the administration to respond within 120 days of potential sanctions against officials who are responsible for human rights violations. Trump said he is reluctant to cut off arms sales to Saudi Arabia, believing that it would hurt the U.S. economy. Trump also pledged to weed out individuals inside his administration who he doesn't like or trust. When asked if that included Jeff Sessions, Trump replied that he's focused on the midterm elections. Melania Trump, meanwhile, says Trump has people working in his administration that she doesn't trust, and that it's hard for the president to govern when, quote, you always need to watch your back, end quote. Melania added that she is the most bullied person in the world. Trump, meanwhile, spoke with Jeff Sessions' own chief of staff about replacing him as attorney general. It's not clear whether Trump wanted Matthew Whitaker to take over on an interim basis or to be nominated in a more permanent capacity. White House officials say they expect both Sessions and Rosenstein to remain in their positions at least until after the midterms. Trump is considering as many as five candidates to replace Jeff Sessions if he leaves as Attorney General. The candidates include Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar, Transportation Department General Counsel Stephen Bradbury, former Attorney General Bill Barr, Deputy Secretary of State John Sullivan, and Janice Rogers Brown, a retired appeals court judge from the District of Columbia Circuit. Sessions is not currently planning to leave, but he has privately said that he expects to be asked to resign. And finally, Georgia's Secretary of State is holding more than 53,000 voter registration applications, nearly 70% of which are black voters, due to the state's exact match law, which requires that voter information on the application must match information on file with the Georgia Department of Driver Services or the Social Security Administration. Governor Brian Kemp's office has canceled over 1.4 million voter registrations since 2012 and nearly 670,000 registrations in 2017 alone. And in the polls, the Atlantic and Public Religion Research Institute say 35% of young Americans ages 18 to 29 say they are absolutely certain they will vote in the midterms, while 81% of seniors 65 and older say they're certain to vote. 69% of Americans say their feelings about the state of the country are primarily negative. And now to the notables. One, Trump's legal team is preparing written answers to questions provided by Robert Mueller's team related to the investigation into collusion between the Trump campaign and Russians. Two, the judge in one of Paul Manafort's criminal cases wants to move ahead with sentencing and wants to know whether Mueller's prosecutors will retry him on deadlocked counts. Three, Trump accused Hillary Clinton of colluding with the Russians during the 2016 election campaign. 4. Andrew McCabe says the FBI is stalling publication of his book, The Threat, How the FBI Protects America in the Age of Terror and Trump. 5. Michael Cohen changed his party registration from Republican to Democrat. 6. Trump blamed the stock market correction on the out-of-control Federal Reserve, criticizing Chairman Jeremy Powell for going loco. And finally, instead of discussing prison reform, Kanye West met with Donald Trump in the Oval Office and plunged into a 10-minute rant, referring to himself as a crazy motherfucker akin to tasting a fine wine, with complex notes for supporting Trump. He complimented the president for making him a Superman cape by way of the red Make America Great Again hat. He pitched the president on replacing Air Force One with a hydrogen-powered I-Plane One that he wants Apple to design, and repeatedly complimented Trump, saying the president is on his hero's journey right now. After West finished his soliloquy, Trump added, "That was quite something." And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anditas.